Forever Faithful, a Sapphire Books publication, written by Isabella, narrated by Sean Marie Bryan. Chapter 1. As Nick stepped out and around the Humvee, a metal click barely pierced her consciousness. It suddenly registered, and she knew it signaled danger. The air around her vibrated as the explosion launched her and anything in her vicinity backwards. "Bomb!" was all she could squeeze out before she tasted dirt in her mouth. The sun had been eclipsed. Darkness engulfed her, and she struggled to take a breath. Blackness. Silence. Claire. Grace. The smell of jasmine filled the warm air. She loved jasmine. It reminded her of Claire. Momentary thoughts flashed through her mind. She saw Claire standing in front of her, beautiful in her white dress, a wedding dress, clutching a small bouquet of wildflowers. Grace stood next to her mom. A soft, light blue dress rustled as she danced around her mom's legs, laughing. Nick smiled and bent down to pick Grace up, swinging her around and around and around until Nick was dizzy.
"More, Nicky,"
Grace said, laughing, her arms stretched out. Suddenly, Grace was slipping from her grip, falling away from Nick. The harder Nick tried to hold on to Grace, the faster she moved away, slipping further into the darkness.
"Grace,"
Nick said, reaching for her daughter. Fingertips touched, and then Grace was gone. Nick glanced around her, but she couldn't see anything in the pitch black. It was surreal. One minute she was swinging Grace, the next she was standing alone. Her body felt like it was on fire, coupled with the distinct smell of something burning. Nick turned to her right. The sergeant standing next to her was on fire.
"Sergeant, you're burning."
"Ma'am?"
"Sergeant, look." Nick pointed to the sergeant's arms.
"Fire!"
Blackness again. "Nick, honey?" Claire stood over Nick, smiling down at her.
What are you doing here, baby?"
Nick touched Claire's face. Her bloody fingers left a trail down the delicate pink skin of Claire's neck. Turning her hands over, Nick saw the skin was broken, bleeding and charred. The coppery smell assaulted her as she tried to wipe the blood off Claire's face. "I'm sorry, sweetheart." The smudges only grew as she pushed her broken fingers across Claire's skin and down her white dress.
"Colonel!"
Nick's body shook. Nick strained to see something, anything, but there was barely any light coming into the tunnel she found herself in. She thought she heard something, but now she wasn't so sure.
"Colonel, open your eyes, ma'am."
There it was again, a noise just out of earshot. She tried to move, but lead had replaced her muscles, keeping her pinned down. Each breath was taxing in the effort it took just to inhale. Opening her mouth to gulp down more air, she choked on the dirt that coated her mouth. The distinct smell of cordite, blood, and smoke filled her lungs each time she barely inhaled. Again, the taste of blood and dirt mixed with the small pebbles in her mouth. Trying to spit, she tried to clear her throat but could barely move her jaw. Pain jagged through her head the harder she tried to open her mouth.
"Fuck."
She wasn't dead.
"Ma'am?"
The voice sounded like it was calling down to her from somewhere far above her. Where the fuck was she, and how the hell did she get here? Darkness enveloped her, and she faded back into the abyss she'd just been swimming around in.